Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Kerri-Ann Haynes-Knight, a graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 20th, 1950, the Barbados Advocate published an article titled Extramural Summer School at Codrington College. In the article, the newspaper informed its readership of the first summer school in Barbados, hosted by the Extramural Department of the University College of the West Indies, slated to be held from Friday, September 1st to Friday, September 8th, 1950. At the Codrington College. Readers were informed that the students registered in the summer school would be housed at the quarters at Codrington College, which the author referred to as the most beautiful collegiate buildings in the West Indies. In addition to access to the quarters and the scenic grounds, the students would also be granted access to the associated amenities, which included a hall, swimming bath, and tennis courts, with the added benefit of attending service at the college chapel. The author continued by stating that the week-long summer school, titled West Indian Survey, would see registered students attending lectures in a range of subjects on West Indian society. The subjects scheduled to be covered included the West Indian Islands, the West Indian Peoples, the Approach to West Indian History, the West Indian Advance to Responsible Self-Government, Social Changes During the 19th and 20th Century, Economic and Agricultural Problems of the West Indies, West Indian Poetry, the West Indian Novel, and Religious Problems of the West Indies, just to name some of the offering. The course also included a special discussion on West Indian painting and a series of lectures on the West Indian Constitution and social history. The newspaper reported that the extramural department had assembled a respectable core of lecturers and tutors to deliver the myriad subjects, and that an invitation had also been extended to noted poet and playwright Derek Walcott to visit Barbados and take part in the summer school. The author concluded the article by informing the readers that the extramural department had borne all the tuition costs and that this had allowed the department to charge a course fee of $12 per person to cover meals and accommodation. It is important to note that in 1962, the University College of the West Indies, which was an external college of the University of London, officially became the University of the West Indies, the UWI, an independent institution for the West Indian people, with its first campus based at Mona in Jamaica. The extramural department, which hosted the summer school, continued to thrive as an integral part of the UWI system, later becoming the School of Continuing Studies until it was, in recent times, subsumed into the UWI Global Campus.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.